Hear now the words of the witches, the secrets we hid in the night, when dark was our destiny's pathway, that now we bring forth into light.
Merry meet and welcome to the fourth Abysmal Witch episode. This one is going to be a little different than what I've done in the past. I'm going to be describing something rather than actively doing something and recording it. It is still very much my personal practice, and so it deserves to be in an Abysmal Witch episode rather than, say, in the regular Pennies episode. Anyway, welcome to the episode. Thank you for downloading the show, and we're going to head straight into my personal altar. This was inspired, well, my sharing, not the doing, was inspired a little bit by Corey and Lane's most recent, is it, they're still their most recent? Anyway, it doesn't matter. By the time you listen to this, it may well not be. Their episode on altars. And I've always had a love of altars. And I realized that there's one particular thing that I do that I consider a very good practice. It's very useful for me and really suits all the body work, all the personal working that I do and that I advocate. So, with no further ado, I invite you to meet my personal altar. And I will be putting a picture of it up on the blog, abysmalwitch.wordpress.com. And for those who have trouble spelling, abysmal has one S. Anyhow, so the idea of this altar is in some ways very similar to every other altar, which all have, basically altars to me are often, how to put this, often relate to or give us a way to relate to entities that are important to us. I'm going to say entities because people seems to not encompass enough. Entity can include people, and that in this case would mean for me ancestors, specific ones where I know their name. They would be people, but they're still at this point entities because they have passed beyond the physical veil. So altars are points where we can give offerings and honor to various entities, various groups, such as deities or ancestors or nature spirits. And thus, a way of connecting with them. They are a gateway of a nature. So they are a way of connecting with beings and other things that are not necessarily present right here, right now. It's a way of having almost a dialogue open that exists without having to actually be in direct dialogue, if that makes sense. And it probably doesn't, but I'm going to keep going anyway. So altars, of course, are also really good for doing work on, and that's engaging with the unseen realms, often in a spell casting type way. That's another use of altars, but in all ways, they are a way of connecting with that which we cannot touch or smell or see or hear on the physical plane. So why would I have a personal altar? And by personal, I mean this is an altar to me. In essence, it is an altar that allows me to connect through, I guess, non-direct, non-physical means with other aspects of myself that are important. If we think of ourselves as, kind of tripartite souls, if you like, that we have a physical component, we have an emotional component, we have a spiritual component, we have in many ways a mental component, which would make it four parts, I know. There are a variety of different ways of seeing ourself, and I discussed that in, I think it was episode 2 and 3 of Pennies, of what I view the cosmology of ourself to be. So we're not just our thinking, acting being that is right here and now, but we are this so much more that goes down to the depths of our cells and upwards to our higher self or our holy guardian angel, if you want to take it that direction. And the personal altar is about working with all aspects of this, of yourself. So not just the conscious part of you that is here now, but everything else as well, and different ways of connecting in and through with that. So my altar has a variety of things on it, and it probably doesn't look overly coherent except, well, to me. And really, I'm the one it should look coherent to. I'm the important one in this. And the things that I have on it at the moment are, I have both chakra flags. I purchased them from, I think it was called goddessgift.net or something. Anyway, I found these chakra flags, and they're just squares of fabric with the appropriate colors and petals and symbols for each chakra on them. And I also have, because as we all know, I am a huge, huge stoner fan. And so I have stone spheres that for me represent each of the chakras. And the reason I have them on the altar, this is one way for me to connect metaphysically with my physical body. It's just one way, but it is a way that, as with all things on an altar, allows it to exist longer in time than simply a meditation or a dialogue or a lit candle or the act of doing a spell. Altars are very good for having ongoing spells. You know, you can start them and they can rest within the embrace of the altar and be a conduit on a longer term basis between your conscious self and whatever else you are trying to connect with. So I have these chakra stones, I have the chakra flags because I'm doing a lot of body work and I want to connect physically with my body. Obviously at this point I have a strong interest in healing on the physical level, but also there's so much that goes on and that we store within the body. All of our emotional things get wrapped up into our body, thoughts, old habits, old experiences, good and bad, and working with them can be a little tricky. So this is another way of doing so for me, is by having these tools here that I can work with as I feel like. At the moment, I have a chakra flag out with a candle on it because I was doing very specific work on one of the chakra areas and what it connects to. And in this case, I was using the flags, not the stones. The stones are sitting off to the side on the altar because it's very useful for me to keep them here. And some of what's on this altar is tools to be used, mostly stones, for other spell work that relates to me and my evolution of self, my knowing of self, and my expansion into myself. So another piece that's on here is I have on the altar my personal goals. I found one of those weird little, it's meant for holding pictures, and it's a stand that has little long metal things with rings at the top where you can slide a picture in between the two rings so it holds it, and you can bend these things out into a variety of shapes. So on that I have my goals for the next half of a year, which my coven, we do regularly. Every 6 months, we review and do new goals and see how things are going. And I also have on there something that I worked on in a class. It was a body-soul writing class. And it's something that has personal meaning to me, and looking at it reminds me of that. So that is something I also have on that little picture frame. So these are my personal goals and personal things I react to. I suppose I should say that this entire altar is actually in my bedroom, because it is obviously something that is very personal, very close to me, and not necessarily something that I want people, you know, I don't mind the close friends coming in and seeing things, but it isn't something I leave open to the world for just anybody who's coming through. All right, moving on. I also have on here a Thoth tarot deck. It really doesn't matter which tarot deck, it just happens to be that one, and a journal. And so for each day when I get up in the morning, I draw three cards to give me some insight of what's going to happen in the day and how I might better handle the day. So what to watch out for, what to look for in a good way, and what I can do to help myself through it if necessary. And the journal is to record it and my impressions at the end of the night. And what this for well, it doesn't force, but what it encourages is an awareness of taking stock first thing in the morning of what my plans and intentions are for the day, and then getting kind of a almost an outside perspective by using the cards. And then at the end of the day, it gives me the opportunity to think back and reflect on what the day actually did give, what relation there were perhaps between the cards and what happened, how I feel about the day. And that taking time to pause and reflect allows us to integrate whatever we are pausing and reflecting on into ourselves, and therefore kind of closing the circuit. It's been my theme of the week, or perhaps the month lately. Perhaps it will continue even farther. The importance of closing the circle on something, closing the circuit on something. So, you know, it's not enough to just go out and do it. It's also important to come back and to bring that knowledge back in. Journeys aren't complete until you've returned home again and realized how different you now are. All right, so that's what I do with the Thoth Tarot deck, with any tarot deck, again, would work. But that idea of just taking stock in the morning, taking stock in the evening, it's taking time to look at yourself, see yourself, and think about yourself. Because we are important, and not to say that the gods aren't important, but we get to them through ourselves. So, you know, knowing yourself becomes kind of the highest ideal, in that you cannot know your deities or anyone else until you truly know yourself. Right, so moving along, I have something on it that for quite some time I didn't necessarily understand why it made it onto my personal altar, on the fact of it's something that was pretty and I wanted to keep it in my bedroom somewhere because it's blue and my bedroom has all the blue stuff. But what I realized when I started thinking about doing this particular episode is that item, and what it is, it's a treasure chest. It's just a little box that I got at a private oversized house party. You know, it's like doing a festival weekend as a house party kind of deal. So, you know, we go to a site, we're there for 4 days over a long weekend, 3 days, 4 days, and just have a lot of fun. And our theme is pirates and fairies. So I had this one year, through some contest, I don't remember what it was, I got a box that the organizer had prepared, and it's painted, and it's got a blue fairy on it. And in it are a variety of strange little treasures. Some of it are like coins from that weekend when I actually got, you know, actual pirate treasure. Arr! My necklace from when I was May Queen for the community. It was kind of a selection necklace thing. Long story, no point in going into here, but it's related to becoming May Queen for the community some years ago. It's draped across it. There's a bunch of other little tokens inside of it that are personal treasures in strange little ways. They wouldn't be necessarily obvious to other people. And they are just that, treasures, but they're treasures of the heart. And I realized, like I said, as I was preparing for this, that is the importance that this item has, and why it is on my altar, is to be, it is a treasure trove of things of the heart, and encouraging that and recognizing that there are things that I want to keep and things that I don't, and I make the choice of what goes into that, is a very important subliminal message that I'm constantly giving myself by having it on this altar. I believe that makes sense in a very short statement. Nifty. I also have off to the left, because there will be a picture of this, bottom left of my altar, there is a little series of stones, and they're almost like a magical equation that I set in motion. So it's a spell in motion using stones. I'm leaving and letting it percolate. Spells percolate a lot slower than coffee does, so they've been at it for a while, and I'm going to continue to be at it. But that one is, I guess you could say it's a physical and psychological healing spell that I'm working. So again, it's very personal related, and That's what all of these things are ways of connecting with various aspects, I guess, not pieces, because I'm not in pieces, but aspects of myself that are not necessarily as front and center to the conscious mind as, you know, logical thought and random thought is. So that, aside from a bunch of candles and extra stones, is my personal altar. And I share it with you in, not in hopes that you go running out and doing this, but just as an idea of something that you could do if you were so inclined. And if you wonder about any, you know, like, well, I guess what I'm trying to say is if you're going to have a deity altar, I'm a little tempted to challenge, why wouldn't you have a personal one? Why wouldn't you have a space where you're working on things for yourself that are not, it's not like it's a bad thing to work on yourself. It's not a bad thing to better ourselves. It's not a bad thing to get to know ourselves, to heal ourselves, to make ourselves the most full and complete and wonderful person we can be. So I do kind of recommend it. I do kind of encourage it, to give it a shot and see if this type of thing would be something that you would find interesting. Of course, if you don't do altars at all, this may not work for you. And it may not work for you even if you do altars. But now I have laid it before you. And that, my lovelies, is the end of this Abysmal Witch episode. So take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, your body, all that you are, all that you will be, and love it all as I would love you. All right. Take care. Blessings of the deep and wild to you. Blessed be.